Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Let's prepare and receive that word.
Say, there's nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. None. I've looked. Nobody. Thank you, Father. Father, Yahweh, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Yeshua. We already know there's nobody like you. There's none like you. So we worship you. We adore you. We declare in the earth. We declare. We decree. There is nobody like you. So we give glory. We give honor. We give praises. Father, Yahweh, just as you've done the whole service, have your way. Continue to have your way. Continue to move. Continue to speak, Father Yahweh, and use this vessel no matter how worthy or unworthy he may be, Father. But let your will, let your word go out, Father, in all the power that it's been designed to do, Father. You said your word would not return unto you void, but will accomplish that. So we thank you, Father, that your word is accomplishing. Your word is moving. Your word is. So we give it to you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. I declare. I know you declare and you want me to include you, but right now I declare. There's nobody like him. And that's why we've come to experience him. So I'm so thankful that Yahweh is who he is. And he's just lifting us up. He's taking us to places. And I'm going to continue to keep on moving. Who wants to go higher? Higher. So, there's something happening. There's a shift taking place with the people of Yahweh. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? There's a shift in the spirit realm, and so apropos. See, Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. Absolutely, in everything. And the message, the new series, whatever he wants to do, I'm just rolling with him. He say, I'm rolling with him, whatever he say. He say, we're going to talk about this once, twice, three times. The way time looks, it may be more than once. But I wasn't able to be here at Bible study on Wednesday. And so the apostle stepped in, as always. Holy Ghost. And it's so apropos.
Yes, that's right.
We don't have high-level meetings. Like, what you gonna talk about? I'm gonna talk about the world. I'm gonna talk about. No, we just move by the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
And so after we finished the knowing, and after we, because he had to prepare a foundation for us for this shift.
That's right.
See, you know there's a shift taking place when the demons start cutting up.
Come on now.
The demons in this world are cutting up. And they try to do some stuff. But the kingdom of Yahweh is advancing. See, the enemy will try some mess, but the kingdom of Yahweh will advance. The kingdom of Yahweh will move. Because we serve a God that there's nobody like him. He's all powerful. So he needs his people to respond to the shift. And the response to the shift is rise up. Last night, I promise you.
That's that mountain.
Yes. I'm getting together the message. And he kept on saying, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. My people needs to rise up. My people need to rise up. I'm like, well, what do you want to talk about, man? We have to respond. We are those in the earth that allow the move to take place.
Come on now.
We have to allow him to use us for the move, for the shift. And so right now, he's delivering some marching orders. And he's just saying, I need some soldiers that are going to rise up and that are going to do what I need them to do. See, the enemy is trying to make an advance, but I need my people to advance back. So he said, he wants some people that's going to say, here I am. Send me. Because he's saying, rise up, because you got the power. I gave you the power. He said, rise up and possess the kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. So that's what he's saying. Rise up. And I only got a few minutes to stir you up with what he's saying. But you got the power. He's given us the power to rise up. He's given us the power to rise up and possess the kingdom. And so I was like, well, yeah, well, how are we going to go about this? So he just needs to remind us that power is already in us. So the apostle was talking about the Holy Ghost. But I had already got my notes together from the previous week. He didn't know what I was doing. But we got the same spirit. And so he said, I need you guys to talk about. And this is what he gave me. The power, the glory, the anointing.
All right.
The power, the glory, the anointing. All these things are going to come together for the shift, for this move, right? But you guys have to allow yourself to be a part of this.
Come on, say that.
We are already a winning team. It's already been established. That we're. So ask your neighbor, what's wrong with you? We already won. So all we need to do is just rise up and possess it. Just take it. Say, just take it.
Take it.
You don't understand the power in that.
Come on now.
Just take it. Tell your neighbor, just take it. It's yours. It's ours. He already gave it to us. And so when we talk about these things, you have a purpose, you have a call. And so when this move, this shift takes place, you got to be ready. When he say move, and while we were in the spirit, evangelists kept on saying, move, move, move. That's what he's doing. We'd be like looking around at each other like, you better get in this. Stop looking around and get in the spirit. Respond to the marching orders that he is delivering to you, the people. And so, turn to Exodus. He was just walking me through this. I said, my God. And I can only open it up. No, actually, I can only put my hand on the latch. I can barely open this up. But we're going to be answering some questions. What? The power. What's that all about? What is the glory? What is the presence? What is the anointing? What do we do? How do we allow this to take place? And he was telling me that if any of you guys, when you talk about the power of Yahweh and the presence of Yahweh and the glory and the anointing, he's saying it's already here. But you gotta recognize it and pull it in and start moving in it. And he gave me an example of that. If you've ever thought about buying a car and you never noticed the car before, but when you fixate and say, oh, that's the car I want, then you start seeing the car everywhere. Don't you? You never saw that car before. But then when you fixated on which one you wanted, you see it all over. You see it everywhere. There it is. That's how the anointing is, the power and the glory. It's already there. You got to recognize that it's there and fix and pull it in. And then once you do that, you'll see it everywhere. You start moving in it. You start flowing in it. Tell your neighbor, it's already there. Just like in this room this morning. Y'all even know what he's doing. It's always here. Every time we come together, he's here, but we gotta be ready to receive. We gotta come with some expectancy. I don't know about you, when I come here, I'm expecting. I'm looking for, I'm like,
hallelujah.
Where is it at? I know it's here. I know he's moving. And then he gave me another example. He was like, we all sit up in here alive, so we sucking on some air. We can't see it. But then when you got this air, right? But then when he wants to manifest it to you, you can't. It's a move. It's there, and it's a what? It's catching your what? Attention. The anointing's always here. And he's ready to ignite. But he needs some people that are going to be ready to blow up. I said he's waiting for some people that are ready to blow up. Who expects something when you got to be open. Stop making this a ritual. Stop making this like some mundane thing that we go, oh, Sunday, I just go to church. I'm going to church. Trying to plan out what he going to do. I mean, I got to come up with some kind of outline, but I want him to just take over. Anybody feel like I do? Woo! I just want to experience that. So let's go to Exodus. There's so many things to talk about. There's so many things to define. But when we go to Exodus, and if you are a Hebrew scholar, smote, the 33rd chapter and the 13th verse. Exodus 33:13. If you got it, say, I got it. Okay. Or smote 33. Are you ready? Now, therefore, I pray thee. First of all, we have a man who just wants to do the will of Father. He has a purpose. He has something that he needs to carry out. And in this case, we're talking about who? Moshe. And they're trying to take the children to the what? Promised land. So he needs to be used. He wants to be used. He wants to be a vessel. Sounds like us. We want to be just used. We want to be part of the move. We want to be part of what Yahweh's going to do, where he's going to take us. So with that in mind, it's a hard thing. You gotta want to do this. You gotta expect something. You gotta see And so it says, now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. This is like you talking, me talking. If I found some favor, I just need you. Show me now. Show me your way. I mean, I could go and do this thing myself the way I want to do it, the way I think it should go. But it's about you. You're the center. Everything revolves around you. So if it needs to be done, I want to do it your way. But I need something. I need you to show me.
Come on now.
This should be you.
Amen.
See, the problem is we don't say that because we really don't. Secretly, we don't want to do it this way. Some of us. We want to do it our way. So we don't even say, show me your way. You like, I got something that I want to do, and I need you to get with my program, Yahweh. I already got this planned out, so the things that I see that I need you to move those things for me because I already know where I want to go. Isn't that what we do? Oh, I know what I want to do. I got this. You just do the stuff. You help me do what I want to do. I already got this map worked out. So I just need you to follow my instructions, Yahweh. So when I decide that I'm going to go over here, I just need you to help me out right there. Isn't that twisted? When it really should be, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to make a move. I'm not going to go nowhere unless you show me. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Show me your way. And it says, that I may
know thee.
See, he had to get our hearts ready to know him, to want to do his will, right? We talked about knowing the importance of like, I sincerely want to know everything you want to reveal to me. But we had to get that right to be able to go here. And so it says, show me your way now that I might know thee, that I may find what? Grace in thy sight. Consider that this nation is your people. Help me help your people. That's like us, like me and you. Help me help these nursery teachers. Help me help these Sunday school. Help me help these choir members. Help me help these ministers. Help me help these folks. Help me help my neighbor. Say, y'all, help me help my, help me help Rick. Help me. You need some help. We all need some help. This is a sincere heart thing. You got to get your heart right. You got to get your heart right. You got to set your affections on the things of him. Because he's trying to make a move. And he needs some people that's going to be obedient and move and do what he wants you to do. So he says, that I might find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation, these are your folks. So I need you to show me. And he said, 14th. And he said, my presence. Oh, Shandara. My presence. My presence is going to go with you, and I will give thee rest. His presence. What is the presence of Yahweh? It is his power. It is his glory. It's his anointing. And when we ask him to show us, he's like, my presence is there. It's already there. And it's ready to lead and guide you. But you can't see it. You can't. You're trying to do your own thing. You can't see it in the natural. I need to make a supernatural. Anybody want ready for a supernatural move? See, a supernatural move, you can't see it. And he's trying to lead you and guide you and direct you. This would be you. But hey, don't say it if you're not for real. Tell your neighbor, be for real. let's be honest. Let's be 100. And he said, my presence will go with you. What is his presence? His presence is his manifested glory, him being there, his power, his the interpretation says the weight. The glory is the weight. It's massive. It's heavy. God needs somebody that's ready for some deep, heavy stuff. The weight of his glory, his presence, it's thick, it can do anything. It's a translation. My presence, my weight, my power, my countenance is gonna be with you. Wait, I gotta go to the rest. And I will give you rest, meaning, don't trip, don't stress. If you just move in my presence. If you just move in my power, if you just move in my glory, if you move in my anointing, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You'll have rest. Because he said, let me do the heavy lifting. Wait a minute. Yahweh wants to do the heavy lifting. The weight of his glory. Tell your neighbor the weight of his glory. And the 15th verse says this. Y'all not ready though. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. I can't do nothing. If you're not going to go with me, if your presence is not there, if the weight of your glory is not going to be there, don't send me. Because I can't do that unless I'm moving in the weight of your glory. Can't do it unless I'm in your manifested presence. When we talk about his presence, there's omnipresence and there's manifested presence. Omnipresence is that he's just always there, always right there all the time. But his manifested presence is when he needs to get your attention, he's gonna move on you. He said, like today, he's just gonna move on you. Right? He's gonna manifest himself. I'm always there, but then I need you to recognize I'm gonna move you. Just like a windstorm, you can't see it, but you can see the effects of it. The weight of that wind. Well, think about Yahweh's power. Think about the weight of his glory. And when you are actually moving with him. If I can't be in the weight of your glory, Yahweh, I don't want to go.
Come on now.
I need something to. Y'all not ready. Who needs the weight of his glory? So 16 says, for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? Ain't you coming? You got to do this because we can't do it without you. We need your presence. So shall we be separated? I and thy people? From all the people that are upon the face of the earth? He's asking some questions. I've got to make sure. I need to know that you're going to be there. I need to know that you're going to move. I need to know that your manifested presence. Come on. I need to know. 17th verse. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Come on! I know you! I know your heart! I know your desire is to move in my glory! Your desire is to move in my presence!
So since you are all right with me, since I know your name, he knows. Somebody say he knows. He said, I will do this thing. I love that. I'm going to do. What is that thing? What is that thing? That thing is whatever you need. Whatever you need. He said, you just move in me and I'll do that thing. Recognize, be sensitive enough to recognize when I move. When I move, you move. Right? That's the way it is. And I don't want to move unless you're going to move. I don't want to go unless you're going to go. We got an agreement. I don't want to manifest nothing unless you manifest. You got to move in his glory, people. His manifested presence. He said, 18th verse, y'all not ready for this. It was messing me up. I was like, oh. I kept on reading. I was like, oh. I couldn't even read it right. And he said, I beseech. Oh, wait. This is Moshe. So he said, I beseech you. I'm begging you. Show me thy glory. Show it to me. Show me. I got to see it. I'm ready for the weight. I'm ready for the heaviness. I'm ready for the massiveness of what you're about to do. So I'm ready. Show me. Show me your glory. Oh, show me your presence. Listen, y'all, don't tell them to show you. Unless you're ready to see what he's about to do. There's a shift in the atmosphere happening right now. There's power happening right now. And you gotta be sensitive and have enough sense about yourself to know when he's moving. I'm tired of this. I'm gonna move when I wanna move.
Come on now.
If you ain't gonna get with the program, get out the way and let the rest of us move in his glory. Move out. Somebody say move. Somebody say it again, move. So I wanna see your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your presence. Show me what you're about to do. Because whatever you're about to do, you said you're going to do this thing. Okay, I'm ready. If you're about to do this thing, come on, let's roll. Show me your glory. Y'all ready for you to show me your glory? Oh, but then the 19th, he said, oh, come on. And Yahweh said, I will make all my goodness. Wait. He said, you asked me. You asked me to show you something. So let me tell you how we're gonna go about this. Cause see, I need to give you instructions on, you wanna see my glory? I gotta give you instructions on how to see my glory. Because you can't try to see it your way. You gotta follow my instructions, because there's a way to see my glory. So he said, I will make all my goodness. So what, the correct interpretation is, I will make all my glory, all my presence pass before you.
Come on now.
All my manifested presence before thee. And I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee. The glory? See y'all. What is the combination of the glory, the goodness, the weight of the glory, and the name? You need to know the name. If he knows your name, you need to know his. He says, while we're moving in this glory, I'm going to show you something. The name of Yahweh before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And will show mercy on him whom I will show mercy. I'm going to do this. It's my qualification. It's my directions because it's my glory. You want to roll in my glory? Roll with my instruction. Because you guys say you want glory. You say you want him to manifest something. And then when he gives you the instructions on how to roll with that, then you go your own way. Wasting time, wasting his time. He said, if you want to roll with me, you shotgun. He said, I got the driving seat. That's right. I'm, and you riding shotgun. See, y'all trying to make him ride shotgun, and you want to be the driver. He said, I'm going to be gracious whom I'm going to be gracious to. He said, I'm going to show mercy on him whom I'm going to show mercy. That's the program. And so when he goes in the 20th, oh, y'all not ready, though, because I wasn't ready. And I was like, oh, it's like that, Yahweh? It's like that? Because he said, and he says, thou canst not see my face. See, I'm going to show you my glory, but you can't see the full glory. You can't take the full. You can't handle the fullness of my glory. He says, he said, you can't see my face. For there shall no man see me and live. He said, if you saw it all, you couldn't take it. It's too heavy. It's the weight of his glory. I can only show you a piece of me. And he says, let me show you how we go about through this. 20 verse says, and Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me. See, I'm moving, but you need to go over here on this side right here. And he said, there's a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock in that place. And then he says, 22nd verse, and it shall come to pass while my glory pass by, by that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Ooh. What? What? It's like that. I couldn't do it. I couldn't see it and live. He said, I'm going to show you something, but I got to cover you up. And while I'm covering you up, I'm going to pass by. Does anybody want to be in the rock while he just passed by? Come on. I want to see your glory, but show me how to see it. So I don't hurt myself. Put me in a rock. Cover me up. And go ahead, Yahweh. Go on and pass by. He couldn't show us his face this morning. Somebody don't know what I'm talking about. He couldn't show us his face this morning. Yahweh, this is how I feel. Yeah, but just go ahead on and wait. 22nd, 23rd verse, and I'm gonna leave this gone. I'm gonna jump on this and I gotta go. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. As long as you see something, you good. Somebody needs to can we go in? That want to experience it. Is there anybody here that wants to see his glory? That wants to experience it? Come on, get in right now. Get in. Get in him. Get in him right now. Come on, let's go into the rock. Come on, let's go into the rock. Come on, right now. Go into the rock right now. Can you imagine? What's up? I asked him to show me his glory, and he's actually going to do it. Can you imagine how Moshe felt? Trembling, ready, in expectation just to see something. He was like, that's okay, y'all, but you ain't got to show me your face. Just go ahead on and pass by. Let me see the back of you, and I'll be blessed. Thank you.
purpose. And maybe there's somebody here that you didn't expect all of this, but you recognize his presence. You recognized his power. You recognized his anointing. And you said, hey, I need to get with that. I need to get with that relationship that comes from having a relationship with him. So he's calling a couple different people here. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Tomorrow's not promised. So he's saying, if you're not sure about this relationship, you're not sure that you even have one, and you want the fullness of everything that you've experienced today, hallelujah, we can pray for you. And you can step into a whole brand new season. You can step into the power. You can step into the glory. You can step into the anointing. Right now, today, he's saying all you got to do is declare it by raising your hands and saying, I want prayer, I want the prayer, I want the prayer. I want it, I want it. Just raise your hand. You say, hey, I want that relationship. I want it. I want that. I want you to pray for me. I need it, I need it, I need it. I need this move in my life. Raise your hand. Pray for me. That's one, that's two. That's the power. That's the power. He's want to manifest something to you. He want to manifest something powerful to you. He wants to change your whole situation. Now then, he's calling on one other group. He's saying, hey, you've been with me, but you've drifted away from my glory, from my presence. I was trying to lead you and guide you, and you drifted off, but it's okay because we can get you back on track. You say, hey, I had a relationship, but I need to get it back on track today. That is what he's speaking to me today. And if that's you, you raise your hand and we'll pray for restoration for you. We'll get it back on the right track. We'll get it back the way it's supposed to be right now. You say you want that, raise your hand. Hallelujah. That's one, that's two. Hallelujah. We're talking about we declaring. We're talking about we decreeing. We're talking about way that we want. You got to do something. He needs you to follow the instructions. And the instruction and the word of today was rise up. If you rose your hand for any of those reasons, I need you to rise up. Get up right now out of your seat. Don't worry about people looking. It's not about that. It's about your relationship. Everybody got their head. Now, I need you to come and walk right here where I am, and we're going to pray. We're going to get this.